It's a weekend edition on 90.1 WABE, Atlanta's NPR station. Good morning. I'm Jim Burris. It's not often something like a federal farm bill gets much attention in Atlanta, or most big cities for that matter. But the $1 trillion farm bill tweaks eligibility rules for food stamps, trimming the program by about $8 billion. And that has some arguing it will deeply hurt those the program is designed to help. One is John Barry, CEO and Executive Director of Society of St. Vincent de Paul, Georgia, who joins me now in studio. John, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
How is the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, Georgia, connected to this issue?
Well, we have 5,000 volunteers that go out and visit with people in their homes to find out what their needs are and assess them and provide support. And food is one of the issues we deal with on a regular basis. We operate 38 food pantries. We process 20 tons of food per month through our fresh food distribution program. So when we go out, more often than not, we're seeing hunger at the front lines, and we're trying to fight it at the front lines.
What does this $8 billion cut really mean for Georgians who rely on food stamps?
Well, the $8 billion cut is going to affect 750,000 people nationwide by reducing their food stamp payments on an average of $90 a month. The specific cut of $8 billion doesn't have a significant impact in Georgia directly because it's really coming from the reduction in a what they call heat and eat program that exists in 16 states. Georgia's not one of those states. However, in November of last year, there was an $11 billion cut in food stamps that occurred because of a special bump that had been put in because of the economy. So instead of using the savings from that $8 billion reduction in the heat and eat program to restore those cuts that have already taken food out of people's mouth, they went ahead and just continue to cut the program. So it's affecting people, especially children.
We talk about multi-billions of dollars. We talk about bills. Sometimes it's hard to make that connection between those figures and what it means to people who are relying on food stamps.
Right.
Paint that picture for me.
Imagine if I told you that you had $1.44 per day to eat on, and that, you know, on average for your family, each member of that family had about $1.44 to eat on. That's what a food stamp recipient goes through. So for us to say, well, you know, or the government say it's only $8 billion out of $100 billion or $90 billion, it sounds like, well, it's so insignificant. You know, how could it matter? Well, if you're taking $90 a month out of somebody's pocket who's only getting $1.44 per day to eat off of, think about the impact it has. It's pretty significant.
What do you believe is a fair resolution?
Well, I would have liked to see the fraud measures used appropriately to target where fraud is, because you certainly don't want to have fraud in a program because it's taking money out of people's pockets. I would have preferred to see those funds used to restore the cuts that were made on November 1st of 2013 to bring people back to where they were then, because we've already taken food out of their mouths.
John Barry is CEO and Executive Director of Society of St. Vincent de Paul, Georgia. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate
it. Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.